Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
October is missions month for me. I'll be speaking at churches over a tri-state region, and several, the topic is missions. Well, missions was never a peripheral issue for Christ or the early church. The Great Commission is actually found in all four Gospels and again in the book of Acts. Matthew gives us the method of missions. He says, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." No ambiguity in that. Mark emphasizes the scope of the Great Commission. He says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Luke gives us the content or the message of missions. We read, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Well, John gives us our authority for missions. "As my Father hath sent me," says Christ, "into the world, even so send I you." And of course, none of that could avail without the power of missions, which is promised in Acts, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." No, there's no ambiguity in any of that. The challenge is simply to accept and obey it. No wonder missions has been called the whole task for the whole church for the whole age.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net, and begin a systematic study of God's Word today.